Where am I? A small creature of 7 spans of the measure of my own hand. I am enclosed in the universe composed of material nature, the total material energy, false ego, ether, air, water, and earth. And what is your glory? Unlimited universes pass through the pores of your body, just like particles of dust passing through the opening of a window. When Lord Brahma, after having stolen all Krishna's cows and cowherd boys, returned and saw that the cows and boys were still roaming with Krishna, he offered this prayer, Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, in his divit. A conditioned soul, even one so great as Brahma, who manages the affairs of the entire universe, cannot compare to the personality of Godhead, for he can produce numberless universes simply by the spiritual rays emanating from the pores of his body. Material scientists should take lessons from the utterances of Sri Brahma regarding our insignificance in comparison to God. In these prayers of Brahma, there is much to learn for those who are falsely puffed up by the accumulation of power. In this verse, Lord Brahma, by offering his prayer to Lord Krishna, the Supreme Lord Krishna, says, "Where am I, a small creature of 7 spans of measure of my own hand? I am enclosed in a universe composed of material nature, the total material energy, false ego, ether, air, water, and earth. What is your glory? Unlimited universes pass through the pores of your body, just like particles of dust passing through the opening of a window." Lord Brahma is not an ordinary living being. He is the creator, second creator of this material manifestation. He here acknowledges his defeat, that he is such an insignificant creature here. So, what to speak of a conditioned soul who is falsely puffed up by the accumulation of power? Our beloved spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, has said that those who are falsely puffed up by the accumulation of power should take lessons from this Brahma's prayer. This says how great the Supreme Personality of Godhead is, and what wonderful power he has, wonderful potency he has, that he can produce numberless universes simply by the spiritual rays emanating from the pores of his body. Can any material scientist who is so puffed up by the accumulation of his scientific power or knowledge do so? They cannot do so. They are mere conditioned souls. So, everybody to take lessons from this very good prayer offered by Lord Brahma. in all Vedic scriptures and all the Mahajanas, Gunapada Acharyas, they have acknowledged that the Supreme Personality of God, Krishna, is very great. Krishna Himself has said in Bhagavad Gita, matta paratvaram nanyat kinchid asti dhananjaya. Himself has said, there is nobody superior to me. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ishvara Paramakrishna, Sajidananda Vigraha, Anadiradi Govinda, Sarva Karana, Karana. Again, the name of this Supreme Lord Krishna, the form of the Supreme Lord Krishna, and the deities worshipped in the temple, they are all one, none different from the Supreme Lord. These are the teachings given forth in rural scriptures by bona fide acharyas. That Krishna Himself, when came here 500 years ago, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, He also says the same thing. In Chaitanya Charitamrita that we are reading now, it is stated, Pranambashi Mahavakyo Isurero Murti
Pranambashi Mahavakyo Isurero Murti
Pranambashi Sarbo Vedero statement, Pranavasya Mahavakya Ishwarer Murti, Pranavahitya Sarva Veda Jagate Utpatti. When Mahaprabhu was talking with impersonalists like Prakashananda, Saraswati in Kashi, Sarvabhauma, Bhadacharya in Puri, he has said all these things. Those impersonalists, they only utter pranava omkar. They never accept the transcendental form of the Supreme Lord, Shyam Sundar. So, Mahaprabhu says this thing. This pranava is Mahavakya, is the form of the Supreme Lord. And from this pranava omkar, all Vedas have come out in this material world. And this pranava is the form of the Lord. And the seed of all Vedas. And the pranava and the Supreme Lord are none different. Similarly, the name of the Lord, Vigraha, the deity form of the Lord, worshipped in temple are also none different from the Supreme Lord. These are all Sachidanandamaya Vigraha. The form of the Lord and Srimurti, the deities worshipped in the temple are all Sajidanandamaya. There is no difference between the body of the Supreme Lord and Himself. In Bhagavad Gita also, Supreme Lord Krishna has said this thing. ओमित्येकाखरं ब्रह्म व्याहारान्मन अनुस्मरण इन एट चैप्टर भगवान कृष्ण सेड दिस थिंग दिस ओम मीन्स प्रणाम ओंकार is Brahma Viharam Manganu Smaran. That means he says, Bhagavan Krishna says, this Omkar Bhakya Brahma is immortal, Akshara Brahma, is Parameshwara, Supreme Lord, none different from Supreme Lord, Parameshwara. In all Vedic scriptures, it has been stated, ओम इति सब ब्रह्मणो नेदिष्टां नाम अमित्ये तदक्षर मुद्गीत मुपासितं ज उद्गीत स प्रणव ज प्रणव स उद्गीत अमिति ब्रह्म अमिति इदं ब्रह्म अमिति समाधि गायन्ति दिस वैदिक स्टेटमेंट्स Purport is that the original sound in Veda is pranava omkara. So that is param brahma vacha, known as mahavakya. But the impersonalists, they never say this as mahavakya. They say, tattam asi, ambrahmasmi tattam asi, as Mahavakya. Mahaprabhu condemned them. He said, no, pranava is Mahavakya, Ishwari, Murti, pranava, hitya, sarva, veda, jagate, utpatti. And so the transcendental name, holy name of the Lord, the form of the Lord, and the deities worshipped in the Lord, temple are all non-different and one. Nama vigraha swarupa tina eka rupa. Tine bhedanai tino chichidananda rupa. Deha dehir nam namir krishna nahi bheda. जीवेर धर्म नाम देह स्वरूपे विभेद अदेव कृष्ण नाम देह विलास प्राकृतेन्द्र व्यजन है सुप्रकाश कृष्ण नाम कृष्ण गुण कृष्ण लीला बृंद कृष्णेर स्वरूप सम सचिदानंद इट इज स्टेटेड इन चैतन्य चरितामृत देयर इज नो डिफरेंस बिटवीन द फॉर्म ऑफ द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड and the deities and the name of the Supreme Lord. All are transcendental, Sachidananda Maya. In a conditioned soul, there's difference between his body and his soul, himself. But in Krishna, there's no difference in body of Krishna and Krishna himself. So a conditioned soul cannot be compared to the supreme great, supreme personality of Godhead Krishna. But Brahma says, the name of Krishna, the qualities, the pastimes of Krishna, the form of the Krishna, cannot be understood by material senses. So, one who is a pure devotee of Krishna, whose consciousness has been purified, whose body has become transcendental by uttering his holy name constantly under the guidance of his bona fide spiritual master, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He can understand how great the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is. The conditioned soul cannot understand it. Therefore, our beloved spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, has said, this material scientist, they are conditioned souls, but they have become so much puffed up by acquisition of some scientific knowledge. But they should take lesson from Brahma's prayer. If someone is very much eager to understand the Supreme Lord, Krishna, how great he is, he should completely surrender himself unto the lotus feet of a spiritual master, bona fide spiritual master, who is bona fide representative of the Supreme Lord. As it is stated in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Tadviti Pranipatena, Paripresnina Sevaya, Upadikhyanti Te Jnanam, Jnanina Stathadarsina. One must approach bona fide spiritual master and surrender himself at the lotus feet. Pranipat. Pay obeisances. Then Pariprasna and Seva, serve the Supreme, serve the spiritual master. Satisfy him through your service. So spiritual master will be pleased with you. Then ask questions. Tattva prashna, tattva gata prashna, questions on Krishna tattva, jiva tattva, sakti tattva. So that spiritual master, out of his causeless mercy, will answer all these questions. He knows the tattva, so truth. Receiving his grace or mercy, a conscious soul will be liberated and can understand the glory of the Supreme Lord, the greatness of the Supreme Lord. Otherwise, a conditioned soul cannot understand. Naam prakasa sarvasya yoga maya samabhita murhayam na vijanat. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said this thing. A murhaya rascal cannot understand me. I never manifest myself before Rashka, a puffed up conditioned soul. He says, only those who are pure devotees, very dear devotees of the Lord, they can understand the Supreme Lord, they can see him as Prahlad Maharaj, saw him in a stone pillar. And the Supreme Lord Krishna also manifests it. Himself before them. So, these are the statements. And those who are very intelligent persons and fortunate persons, those are very, very eager and curious to know about Supreme Lord and His greatness. So, take to this process of surrendering unto the Upanishad spiritual master. So, have you gone to Sakhi Gopal, seen that Satyavadi here?
In Bhubaneswar?
You see, going to Puri, just in middle, you see. You understand? Not far from here.
Are we allowed in there?
Huh?
Are we allowed in there? Westerners?
No. Not allowed. You can see from it. Sometimes giving them some money they may allow. Sometimes don't allow. Anyhow, you can see. You just stand before the temple and you can see nice deity. A deity form. He came from Vrindavan to give witness. Sakhi Gopa. You understand? So, does it mean that he is a mere idol? How that deity came, if he is idol? This is clear proof. And in Kirtar Gopinath Mandir, Remuna, have you seen it? Remuna, Baleswar district, Kirtar Gopinath. Who stole kheer for Madhavendra Puri. Do you understand? Famous deity is here, you must see it. So, they are allowed there, I think. Foreigners are allowed there to go into the temple, Kirtar Gopinath temple, go and see. Nice kheer is available, you may taste it. Yeah.
Same place as
Sakhi Gopala? No, Sakhi Gopala here near Puri. And Ramana is there in Baleswar district, is northern. That's right. Then Sam, not Sam. Sakhi Gopala is Kirtar Gopinath. And there is Dota Gopinath in Puri. Dota Gopinath. You understand? Famous deities. You must see it. And that Sakhi Gopal came. The request of young Brahmin. Give witness. How is it that is mere idol? So there is no difference. Deity form of the Lord and Lord Himself. So, that young Brahmin said, Pratimano tumi sakshat Brajendra Nandan. And he went there and requested that deity, please come and give witness. Deity form said, have you seen anywhere the deity goes? Then, but he's a devotee. That young Brahmin said, when you are speaking, how can you go? Why do you not go? I must go. You understand? So he went. These are clear proofs that how Krishna is great and how his name, his form, and he himself, non-different. You understand? Those who are pure devotees, those who have taken shelter at the lotus feet of a bona fide spiritual master, bona fide representative of Krishna, and have got his mercy, causeless mercy, they can understand it. Otherwise, not possible to understand it. You understand? And so Brahma says.
Jai Srila Prabhupada Ji Maharaj Ki.
Someone asked me a question about the Sakshi Gopal. In the purports there, Prabhupada said that the young Brahmana and the old Brahmana, they were actually pure devotees.
Yes.
And one devotee asked me, well, if they were actually pure devotees, if they're actually pure devotees, then why did this young...
Who is talking there? Hey, particle. Don't talk.
If they're actually pure devotees, then why did the young boy want to get married in the first place? If they're pure devotees, they're completely free from material desires. So he said, why did he want to take a wife in the first place? Why did the young boy want to take a wife in the first place if he was actually a pure devotee?
That young Brahma, yes. Why did he accept a wife?
Yeah, because he was arguing that you promised me a wife, so why don't you give? And this other boy was saying to me, well, if he's a pure devotee, why is he worried about getting a wife? He should be free from...
Because that was promised before the deity, and that promise should not be broken. Thereby, the deity will be dissatisfied. They said this thing before me and they broke it. They don't know to pay respect to me. So for the pleasure of the deity, he accepted. This is the pleasure of the deity. You understand? Then deity will be dismissed. If you have said something before deity and you break it, so you will be dismissed. You understand? Pure devotee accepts a wife to serve Krishna, not for his own sensual pleasure, but the pleasure of Krishna. Krishna gets pleasure.